Paul, your one item at AOB?
My one item at AOB is one for the new chairman and for the because it's Kai Tak. In the last meeting, we discussed the making sure there is load-bearing capacity over the underpass of Road D3. I don't see it in the progress report. I see in the progress report one meeting where we discussed the waterfront at the approach channel, but I don't see the minutes of the second meeting reflecting the same section, which is the underpass, and we discussed put load-bearing on it for a three-story high building on top of the underpass, because if we don't do it, we can't activate that side of the water. That was discussed in the meeting, and I hope to hear today from government that they will pursue this, because this will be a cost implication on the underpass construction, and if we deal with it, then it will be there. Otherwise, in the future, there will be no building on that underpass on that edge of the waterfront. So I think it's critical for the future experience of that of the approach channel, which I have pointed out many times, is identical to the opportunity in Singapore of the Marina Bay, or Sydney, Darling Harbour, has exactly the same configuration, 3 meters wide, both sides, people can see each other. There is, can be in a very active area, or this is, as per the drawings we've seen, going to be a dead end with just a few bars and restaurants, or maybe a sailing club under the commercial building on the north side, but nothing on the west end or the south side. So please, can we make sure that when the underpass is constructed, it has load bearing for a three-story building?
Rosalind, okay, thank you.
We do remember that discussion at the last Kai Tak Task Force meeting. We have also passed the same comments to the Kai Tak office right after the meeting, and the whole discussion in full will be recorded in the minutes. And we will try to get something and report back to the Kai Tak Task Force at the next meeting for more detailed discussion.
So is that a positive? Are we going ahead with it, or do I have to do a Section 12A application to the Town Planning Board to get my load-bearing building three stories on top of it for a sports centre? I mean, what do we need to do? Can we have some confirmation you're just going to do it? Because we've been discussing this a long time, and I think Chairman Kai Tak and new Chairman Harbourfront Commission, he gave us some great support last time when we made this comment. So can we just say yes? We still closed section, I believe, the tape is recording even on.
All I can say that is the matter is being studied, and I can't say it's negative or positive at this point of time, but I can just reassure you that we will bring back to the Kai Tak Task Force at the next meeting for more detailed discussion.
Discuss at the next meeting?
Yeah.
All right. Good. I declare the meeting closed. Thank you all very much.